USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona is blasting the Turks and Caicos Islands as a Category 3 storm after devastating Puerto Rico, where most people remain without electricity or running water. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm's eye passed close to Grand Turk, the British territory's capital island. The government imposed a curfew and urged people to flee flood-prone areas. Officials say the storm is likely to strengthen into a Category 4 hurricane as it approaches Bermuda on Friday. World leaders are calling attention to the fertilizer crisis.
World leaders and diplomats are attending the 77th United Nations General Assembly this week in Manhattan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for action on the global fertilizer shortage.
If the fertilizer market is not stabilized, next year's problem might be food supply itself.
He says there are already reports of West African farmers with smaller crop yields because of fertilizer costs and availability. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nearly every single Alaska resident received a financial windfall amounting to more than $3,000 on Tuesday, according to the Associated Press. That's the day the state began distributing payments from Alaska's investment fund from the state's oil riches. At least 8 people were injured in a building collapse caused by an apparent explosion in Chicago on Tuesday morning. Chicago fire officials said 3 of the people injured were listed in serious to critical condition. One of those injured was from a building across the street. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has lifted the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for the private sector, but the mandate for public workers remains in effect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
3 Coast Guard officers have filed a class action lawsuit against the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security after they were denied religious exemptions from the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Coast Guard officers received awards and approval from commanders while remaining unvaccinated. They're seeking a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction against the dismissal of 1,200-plus unvaccinated members. Moscow installed leaders in occupied areas of Ukrainian regions plan to hold referendums on joining Russia in the coming days.
2 Russian-controlled regions in eastern Ukraine announced plans to hold referendums on joining Russia later this week, and an ally of President Vladimir Putin said the votes would alter the geopolitical landscape in Moscow's favor forever. The votes would be from September 23rd through the 27th and would determine if occupied territories would become a part of Russia. Ukraine President Zelensky:
"We are stabilizing the situation, holding our positions so strong that the occupiers are really panicking."
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Global clothing titan Gap, headquartered in San Francisco, is laying off 500 employees, the company confirmed on Tuesday. Positions will be eliminated in San Francisco, as well as New York and Asia, as the company struggles with dwindling sales. And Elton John will perform at the White House on Friday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.